Okay, let's get into it. East Division semifinal for a third straight year, crossover team. BC Lions will go to Hamilton. They'll play early against the Tiger Cats. I'm a little worried about that Tiger Cats team. Without Brandon Banks, they look like a completely different offense. Delvin Bro's back, which is huge, and that changes things in a massive way. But I am not loving Hamilton in that matchup, even though they're at home. Where are you?
No, I'm kind of with you. And I mean, I do the sports in that city on CH, as I said, and I've been around that team for a number of years. And it's surprising to me, and it might be for some other people, but Brandon Banks really took on a leadership role.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's why him being out of the offense has really affected more of the team overall, that his playmaking ability infused an energy onto that team and also his passion. That guy, you can't fault him for that at all. He's going to wear it on his sleeve, good, bad, or indifferent. And with Banks being out, what the Ticats need to have happen is Terrell Singfield, who was playing DB in the NFL the last couple of years, has to come up with some big plays, has to be able to at least have that vertical push, but then you're still not getting that, I'm still surprised I'm saying this, that leadership aspect from Banks, because he seemed to be a guy that could rally or energize the Ticats when they were down.
Yeah, and what about the West? You've got Saskatchewan hosting Winnipeg on Sunday afternoon. This is a defining game, at least for me, for this Bombers team. You know, Matt Nichols has taken the helm of that team ever since he was the replacement for Drew Willey. Ever since that time, this has been a different Bombers team. They haven't won a playoff game yet. They've made it. They've even hosted one. They haven't won a play. This is a defining game for Matt Nichols, for Andrew Harris, for Mike O'Shea. This is a really big game for Winnipeg. And because of that, I think they've got a chance. I know that Saskatchewan's going to be favored. They're at home, so on and so forth. They went 9-2 down the stretch. I think there's a close game.
I'm with you, man. I like the Bombers' chances in this game because what we've seen over the last few years, and in particular this year, is the Bombers always are able to run the ball against the Riders. For whatever reason that is, they just seem to match up well against Chris Jones's defense. And Andrew Harris, I believe, is over 103 matchups, all of them this season. And the fact that they whooped the Riders 31-0 in the last meeting, you know, obviously Mosaic Stadium is going to be buzz, and I shouldn't say, you know, I'm not so worried about home field advantage because I think it's going to be that for Saskatchewan. But we're not talking about this Riders offense enough and what they haven't done. And Zach Caleros, as the old saying goes, is one hit away. I think he's less than one hit away.
Right.
So if Caleros is out of the ball game, that offense has not looked very good, and they've really toned it down for Brandon Bridge when he's in there, which I don't understand because we saw Bridge last year come into games and lead these crazy comebacks.
Well, almost got them to the Grey Cup last year, right?
Exactly. In Toronto when they were down and he was put in and then he was even pulled and Kevin Glenn came back in and threw another pick and then Bridge was put back in. Like, he was put in like a yo-yo, but he still performed.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't understand why the offense now changes when Bridge goes into the game. But that said, I just feel like Winnipeg's a more well-rounded team. Their defense has been much better. No one's talked about firing Richie Hall lately, at least.
Yeah.
And we have an idea that they're going to be able to run the ball. And if Matt Nichols doesn't turn it over and they get a little maybe bump in the special teams game, you just can't give up a defensive or special teams touchdown to the Riders, and you probably come out with a win.
Calero's going to play? Is that 100%? Or have they? I know they didn't say anything yesterday, so is it still up in the air?
Yeah, all indications that I've heard are that Calero's is going to play. He's dealing with this injury. They went through a light practice on Monday. He took all the number one reps, did the same thing yesterday. The team has stopped short of saying it, but Calero says he's ready to go.